You're listening to the Who Cares News for Monday, April 13th, 2020. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Hey, good Morgan.
Heidi ho.
Did you have a good Easter?
I did.
Did you hide eggs?
No.
No, none of that?
Nope.
Did you dye eggs?
Nope.
Did you make deviled eggs?
My mother-in-law did.
Oh, okay. All right. I love me a good deviled egg.
I gotta have them.
I
didn't do Jello eggs.
And now,
if
you didn't dye any eggs, then how can you have any egg salad today?
Yeah, I'll boil some.
Okay.
My closest thing for dyed eggs is I FaceTime with my little granddaughter.
Yeah.
My youngest granddaughter.
Yeah.
And she had dyed eggs.
Well, there you go.
So we had an egg dyeing sharing experience.
Oh well, there you go. That's the whole thing: the FaceTime, the Zoom, all of that stuff. Big
stuff. The Easter Bunny was very good to her. The Easter Bunny really stepped up his game.
Good for her. Good for her.
Wow.
Mm.
Yeah.
All right. It is Monday morning. Some random facts for you today. This one I did not know, and I'm not sure that I buy this one. But anyway, Ronald Reagan was going to pick Gerald Ford as his running mate in 1980, but Ford refused to be just vice president. He wanted him and Reagan to be co-presidents.
Huh?
And according to this, Reagan considered it. I don't know about that one. Anyway, he went with George H.W. Bush instead.
Yeah.
The 2000 NBA draft was so bad that advanced statistics show the players for the draft collectively made their teams lose a total of 17.3 games more than they would have without these players.
That's how bad it happens sometimes.
Yeah. There are more people worldwide who have learned English as a second language than there are native speakers.
Interesting.
Wow. Very interesting. Unless, of course, you speak the language of English from Tiger King, which is a totally different language at times, right? All right. It's time for the Who Cares News. What's going on this morning?
Anybody who hurts animals needs to be drawn and quartered. That's all I'm saying.
Right.
Maybe Tracy Morgan should just stay home. He doesn't learn. Over the weekend, he had an alleged run-in between one of his exotic sports cars and a New York City pedestrian.
Wait, he was out driving?
I guess
you can drive. I guess it's okay to drive.
You can drive.
Yeah.
Especially if you have exotic sports cars.
Yeah.
So TMZ obtained this video of Tracy, so there's not much alleged to it. He was next to his red Lamborghini, and he and a man were yelling at each other near Times Square.
Mm.
So eyewitnesses say Tracy had a green light.
Okay. There were people in Times Square because,
naturally.
I don't know, I watched the Andrea Bocelli thing yesterday, and they showed Times Square. There wasn't a soul at Times Square.
Maybe
yesterday
this was
morning.
After that.
Maybe it was after,
after that and the streaming Easter services and stuff.
Right.
So eyewitnesses say Tracy had a green light and he started to make a right turn. You always got to look.
You got to look on the right side,
Tracy.
Right? Right.
He nearly hit the pedestrian.
Wow.
Now, police drove by. They didn't get involved. They basically gestured to both men to keep it moving.
Yeah, come on, get out of here. Go home. Don't
talk
to one another.
We got enough crap to happen to deal with here.
Holy crap.
You're making it worse.
Which was worse, the guy walking out on the street in New York City or Tracy Morgan driving his Lambo? You know, which is worse? Which is the worst offense?
Well,
of course, if I had a red Lambo, I'd be driving it too.
You probably would.
Especially now that gas prices are down.
But if you're trying to turn right into a pedestrian, you're at fault.
I think you're right. Yeah. I think you're right. You look both ways.
Yes.
Tracy, look both ways, buddy.
So then he argues with the guy who was in the crosswalk, right?
Because he's Tracy Morgan.
Now, Tracy, he checked his Lambo for damage, so evidently there was contact.
Wow.
And the pedestrian walked off. Slightly limping.
Oh, well, I'm sure we'll hear from his lawyer.
I betcha.
Especially now that he realizes he was arguing with Tracy Morgan.
Mm-hmm.
And he might not have recognized him.
Well, after social media, hopefully he will.
Yeah, he will now.
So Tracy's...
TMZ's involved. Come on. The world knows about it now.
Now, I did mention that Tracy should stay home because he's got pretty bad luck in the Big Apple.
You know, he's got bad luck with vehicles,
yes.
Period.
Yes.
You know, I mean, he had, what, a wreck last year? Or
well, last summer he got into a fender bender on a New York City street in a new Bugatti that he'd literally just driven off the freaking lot.
Gotta love that.
And a couple accidents he was involved in over the years, and you know, one of them was the one almost life-ending.
Yeah,
and
he still
doesn't learn.
Yeah, it's probably, you know, they should just take his driver's license away like they did Billy Joel. You know, enough. You guys don't need to drive. You get a driver. You got enough money. You can afford a Lambo. Get a driver. You need a driver. Oh my God.
All right. So now I've got good news and bad news.
Oh,
did you watch the Tom Hanks thing over the weekend?
Yes, we talked about it earlier this morning. Yeah, SNL. Yeah. He was. He said now he's truly America's dad.
Yeah.
So, but it's weird because they didn't have an audience. These guys, we were talking about Saturday Night Live. They finally did a new show, but everybody was at home, and they were Zooming their sketch in. And some of them were like, these are a little less funny with nobody laughing.
All right, so anyway, good news, bad news.
Okay, what's going on?
All right, first, the Warner Media streaming service HBO Max is less than a month from launching.
Wow, we need something more to watch.
I won't be getting it, though.
No, you won't? Why?
Probably, because it's just another bill.
Wow, yeah, but you know what? In these times.
Oh,
in
whatever.
These times. I mean, are you going out to eat in these times? See,
no.
I'm not going out to eat, so I figure I can afford HBO Max. That's what I'm looking at.
The grocery bill's gone up.
Yeah.
Water bill.
That's true. We're home. Toilet paper bill. We're not using the toilet paper at work because there's no
work.
That's
right.
Anyway.
So we almost had to resort to leaves. But thankfully didn't. Toilet paper has been located. So anyway, this is where you'll be able to stream all the Big Bang Theory. I didn't know Big Bang Theory was going to it.
Because they're owned by
Friends.
Warner Brothers.
Well, I still didn't know.
Yeah.
And Friends. You
yeah,
ever
Friends.
Want to watch.
Yeah, Friends.
Except for the much talked about Friends Reunion Special.
Wait.
It was originally slated to be available when HBO Max debuts next month. But
no,
due to the coronas,
don't say it.
Warner Brothers has announced that due to the pandemic and everything in Hollywood basically being shut down now, the special will be like two or more months late.
No.
They can Zoom it. Come on.
Say it's not so. Did you watch the Tiger King after show yesterday?
I fell asleep through part of it.
Man, what a train wreck. What a train wreck.
Yes, but we made them famous just like the Kardashians.
Well, we're not done. They're going to make a movie. You know that.
Lord, I won't be seeing it.
You know who won't be in the movie? Well,
Halle
I don't
Berry.
Think she will. I don't think Halle Berry will be in there.
I don't think so.
No. Not unless they would offer her the role of Carol Baskin, because I think that would be a choice role to play. In the Tiger King movie. Did she or didn't she? I'll leave it at that. Did she or didn't she? And we'll just go with that. We'll go with that. No spoilers.
For the movie, they'll either have to get some mouth appliances or they'll just be able to black out teeth.
Yeah, the meth mouth. Meth mouth appliances.
Holy crap
now,
on a cracker.
There's something we could probably invent.
Man.
All right, we're out of here with our teeth. We'll be back tomorrow, bright and burly. Have yourself a great day, and...
And that's all the news you could care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.